Moshe Chof Melicha, Hey Shvat, Hey Tov Shemem, Gimel, January 19,
1983,
on Wednesday.
Where did we leave off? I see Dalet. Where did we leave off? In Mechavim. See Dalet or see Gimel? See Gimel. In other words, we didn't discuss see Gimel yet. Not yet. All right. Vosaf Schutzo, Shemolchim Vosaf Reifo, Oishat Reifo Melucho, Vachshirot Feilo, Veitneigim Ze Boze, Osea, Kiliklik. In other words, in both are Meluchim, so of course. So both are Viseach, so there is no Shire. So it's Nivla, the Isar is Nivla in the head. But suppose only one is Meluchim, and the other one is stopping, but is in contact with the Meluchim. So then it depends. So if it is the treifa, the isa is moliach. So the isa is reseach, and the ksheiro is stopping. So it's not reseach. So the mele, when one is reseach, when the moliach is reseach, and the other one is not reseach, so then we say that the moliach is capable of being nivra into the top, but the Moriach is incapable of extracting from the topic. That's not. That's the crop. So, the name is the Vizeh, Osa Kirikulik, because the Trefo is Moriach, so it's Vizeh, so the Moriach is capable of being Nivla into the topic, into the Ksheiro. So the Ksheiro becomes Osa. Shavu Kishin in the Vizeh, Midama Trefo, Bileas, Bilas, Mitzion. So he says, Oishat Reifo Melucho, Ve'akshirot Feilo, Ve'enegin Zeboze, Izosa Kedikui Pe, Sh'av Alpi, She'ni Bilei Amidamat Reifo, Bilei Asmitzir, Avo Nimakshir Melucho, Ve'at Reifo Tfeilo, Is Mutaris Ba'ad Dochad Loikli. Why? Because if the Ksheiro is Meluach, and the Treifo is stopping, so the Treifo is not Meseach. So what is Riseach? Only the Ksheiro is Riseach. So what would happen? Minute particles from the Ksheiro will be Nivra in the Treifo. Well, the Treifo is safe. He's also anyway. So now it's minute particles of dam, minute droplets of dam from the Ksheiro will be Nivra into the Treifo. So you don't have to resort to it. The Treifo is also anyway. So in order that the Ksheiro should become Osea, then the Ksheiro that is Moriach should be capable of extracting from the Treifo. That it cannot do. In other words, Moriach can only be Mabliya. It cannot be Mab. Muteres Vadocha Mutu. Beinos Am Ksheiro Lemayro, Beinos No Lemab. So in other words, because in regard to something that is hot, because of the heat of the fire, so then we say that the tatoye goma. But in respect to Moriach, we don't apply the principle of tatoye goma. In other words, Moriach can be Mavriya, whether the Moriach is a rebade or Moriach is a metal. When it's a question of hamachmas eish, then we say only the hot article is at the bottom. But if the hot article is on top and the bottom is the cold article of food, so then in the course of a few moments everything will become cold. So it's only a question of the first moment. The first moment, so it can only be Mabriya Kirikulik. Mashenke, when the Risichus he originates in Meliche, so then it doesn't make any difference whether the Meliach is on top or the Meliach is on bottom. All right. V'yeish mishei seya v'neikim zeh v'zeh v'yisei v'ya shal yutko ala v'yindim v'yisomu v'deich shaptite shal zeh v'yaz v'zeh v'chshat v'yit po Meliach v'kosha toko v'gayr v'nosa v'ayim v'kam v'sibi kufei v'yodim v'yim who is the yeish mishei seya v'des d'ran chum. That because the Gemara says that if you have I daktome and I daktoe. I daktome and I daktoe. So, if both are muluchim, so naturally the heretofore daktoe becomes osa, because it's gileah from the daktome. Suppose only one is muluach, and the other dak, the other fish, is topeo, so then it depends. If the daktome is the muluach, and the daktoya is the topeo, so then the daktoya becomes osa. Because since the daktome is muluach, since the daktome is the muluach, so it is reseach, so it's capable of being nivra in the daktoya. But if it's vice versa, the other way, in other words, the daktoya is muluach, and the daktome is topeo, so the mele, the daktoya that is topeo, the daktoya that is muluach, cannot become osa, because in order to become osa, So then the daktoya that is muliach has to be capable of extracting the tzia from the daktome, and muliach cannot extract, it can only be mabuya. So if the daktome is the muliach, so it's nivra in the daktoya. But if the daktoya is the muliach, and the daktome is sofeo, so the daktome is not reseach, so the tzio from the daktome cannot be nivra. That's a gemara in Mefarashes in Chum. But the Ramshit is that that gemara in Chum has reference to a case where the two dogim do not touch each other, manish. In other words, so they are very close, very, very close. Very, very close. They almost touch each other. In other words, there is a chutasare, blank space between the daktoya and the daktome. Almost touch, but there is no actual contact. But it's so close, there is just a chutasare, blank space between them, that once a lachluches will emanate from one, then they'll become. But without the lachluches, so then there is no conflict. So in such a case where they are almost in contact, not mamish in contact, but so close that once a lachluches will emanate from one, then there will be contact. So then the Gemara says, if there is a difference, if the muliach is the daktome, if the muliach is like, this is the daktome, and that's muliach, this is the daktoya, and it's normal. And they're not in contact mamish, but they are so close that once a lachluches, droplets, come out from this daktome, so the mele, it's osa. Why? Because since the daktome is muliach, so it's reseach, it's hot. So there, it will immediately start giving out some lachluches. So then, they will be counting. So mele it will be nivra in the daktoya. Mashenke, if the daktoya is the muliach, if the daktoya is the muliach, and the daktome is tofeo, so this is seinen. What is hot? The daktoya is hot. The daktoya is hot. So mele, since the daktoya is hot, so what will happen? So some lachluches will come out from the daktoya to be nivra in the daktome. All right, you can't keep the daktome anyway. And this will not make it any more osa. I mean, what tzia from the daktoya, so it will have a bria of a feta. Mashenkin, if they are mamish in contact. So then it's osa, the Ram says, even if the muliach is the daktoya. Why? Because since it's muliach, so on the surface of the daktoya there is a lot of salt. So some particles of salt will rub up on the surface of the daktome. So the mele it will begin to become viseyach, and then it will be nivra. So it's again it's awesome. This is what the Ram says. There's the Ramshi. So he says, "V'yesh mishayim sevenim zebazeh, v'seim ashloim tov v'im dimisomer v'deshol v'deshol zeh v'deshol zeh, uchshachrim v'muluach, v'kosher istofu." So then it's reseach the treif, oder Dachtome ist Risea. So machuche es in mir, it starts to come out, and there is Kante. So it becomes us. Und ich habe noch so, weil wir kommen zu den Kofenien. Hoppt aber immer wieder ist, dass ich nicht wie weine, ich nicht in den Schuch, Kruschen. Aber ich mache es mit dem Schmeino, a viel, ich mache dich es a treffen, Kruschen. Und ich sage, ich habe Schmeino, mit Papier Isa bechul, mit Papier Isa bechul, wie hoi so a treffen am Luchol im Mato. So he says, wie moin so, wie moin so a treffen am Luchol. Limato mishum ditatoye gova. So here, now, and this in it. So he says, when do we say that it only asks the klipe if both are kushis? Aber machas men shneino, even if the chtichas atrepo is kushon, the chtichas aksheiro is shneino, so it endows, so the chtichas aksheiro that is shneino transfers the fatness, the shamunis to the treifo, so the treifo also becomes shmeino, so the mele is osa. Im hoiso, ha treifo, ha minucho limato mishum, ditatoegoma. Now, on this point, before it said, beinosin kshero limailo, beinosin limato. So, it doesn't make any difference. So I mentioned, because the whole Indian of Tatoi Gobar applies only to the Seach Machmasesh, but it doesn't apply to the Seach Machmas Mirch. But on that point, there is a Machlege Feshen. In Simen Kufay, to Mishen is a mention. So there is one Moshin, there is one Shin is a Mishen, that the Indian of Tatoi Gobar applies even to the Sichus Machmas Mirch. So the question is, according to that shite, and this shite is in accordance with that shite in Kufay, that the union of Tatoi Gova applies even to Visichos Machnulichet. That's why he says, so if one is Shmeino, so then it is Oseh, as long as the Hatrifo Hamilucho is Lumato. But if the Trifo Hamilucho is Lumato, then not. So the question is, so in other words, so the Mechaba here in Lumichet, is in accordance with the shite that the aloha of Tatoi Gobar applies even to Isichus Machmas Melichet. Now let's turn to Simen Kufay. Simen Kufay, Sifri Dao. זה שאומרנו בייס המוליח בהתא. בייס המוליח בהתא טוב, שהוא מושום מניסר, עד שבי שישי מבטלי, דווקא כשהוא יויסר המוליח למטה, וההתא טוב למעלה, משביטתו יקרה. אבל בואי ההתא טוב למטה, וייסר המוליח למעלה, וייסר כדיקוי. So that words, that's the shite of the Rashbo. And the Shite, most Rishayim are Chilik and the Rashba. So there are more pastors like most Rishayim, like Tesis and the Rosh, not like the Rashba. V'yeish Chilki v'yeimri, z'miliche in Chilikum l'mayo l'mata. Tesis, the Rosh, the Smag, the Atu, the Akko, Ismailen, Boch and Rosh. I mean, so most Rishayim hold that this whole concept of the Tatoi Gobar applies only to Visichus Machmaseish. Doesn't apply to Visichus Machmas Milich. But the Mechaber in Simen Kufay happens to pass like the Rashbo. The concept of the Tatoi Gobar applies to Visichus Machmelich as well. Now, so that's the Psak of the Mechaber in Simen Kufay and the Rabbo Yisrael. But, so here too, he said, אבל אם חתיכס הטריפו, קחו שם וחתיכס הקשיר או שנינו, מפתי או איסה וכולו, אם רואים שהטריפו אמרוך או למטו שנתו יגובה. Because the Mechaber Lishito say, he passes like Rashbo. So why did he say before, Beinos Amshira Lemailo, Beinos Lemato? The answer is, because they are in Sin Gimel, the Mechaber had reference to Yechticho that is Kochosh, where both Chatiches are Kochoshim. Now, if both Chatiches are Kochoshim, so then the maximum Bria is how much? Kinesh Lipe, not Bria Bikulo. Now, so insofar as as the Bria Kiripripa is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether Tatoyigova or not Tatoyigova, because even in case of Tatoyigova, let's say when it's half Mahmasej, then we certainly apply the concept of Tatoyigova. So what is the maximum Bria? So Tatoyigova, so even if we say Tatoyigova, let's say it's half Mahmasej, So suppose the bottom chatiche is hot, is cold. The bottom chatiche is cold, and the upper chatiche on top is hot. So then we say tatoigova. So that means in the course of a few moments, everything will be cold. But I add the makeup, go back to the gripe. So even when the cold chatiche is in the bottom, but the top one there is hot, but in the Kripe it's Nivra, so maybe it doesn't make any enough to mean it. In Siv Gimel, the Mechaber has reference to the case where both Chatiches are Krushes. If both Chatiches are Krushes, so how much Kriya could there be? Even if both would be Moluach, how much Kriya could there be? Kini Kripe, that's all. Suppose both chatiches would be meliach and they would be adjacent to each other. So then there is no problem with tatoigova, because they are both adjacent to each other. But the bria could only be kiriklipe. So the mele, he says, the beino sancheo, limailo, he says. So he says, a chava pishi blame that a train for the last mitzio, avu machino meluchov a train for trailer, we tell us vatore, vatore, you know it quickly, bein os amshino le mailo, bein os no le mato. So in other words, so in the case where both chatiches are chushim, it doesn't make any difference which is le mailo, which is le mato. Because even when the chatiche that is melucha is le mailo, and the chticha that is tofu, is limato, but even when we say tatoigova, but kidikripe ad in nature is more like kidikripe. So that's why he says, beinos in sheol emayro, beinos in limato. Mashinkin here, when he discusses the case where one chaticha is shneino, so then if there is bria bikulo, so then the mechaber passes like the shita sarajo. The tatoigova, the moisa atrei for amelucha lemato, is tatoigova. So then there is bria bikulo. Mashein kein, if the atrei for amelucha is on top, according to the mechaber's psak, so it's tatoigova. So then there couldn't be a bria bikulo. But the kripe it will still be osa, because even when tatoigova, so ademeika is bola kini kripe. All right. יש אמרים שבוסו של נמרח עושו להשם סיבי מיוחי לאח הפריט הסחוצירה והיינו מפריט שואז וחצר ובריא מלרוך לסדם שולה בשולה המלח. So this is what the two mentions in the name of the רשבו. וגדלו מזו שמעית מרבי ישראל שבוסו שנמלך לעצמי עוצו להשאי סיבני וחילך הפרית הספוצירי לפי שחיזר ובליה מלך מוכס דם שלו ושל המלך עובר ושור צורך קליפה שאין דם נכנס בלו כדי קליפה ומקובל ואני מרבי שעתי ושוי ולציע ועדים יובי רוז על כוסף שיחיל להשאי סיב מי שיוצא לפי שדם שלו מייתו ובליה במלך ויוכל עוציס ממנו שאין המלך מפריט ממנו עד הרבה דרך המלך להפריט הדם ומי שרחות ונישה בסייכי ונחיז על לבוסו. So there is the machlik, the Rashbo shittis, that we are not allowed to let the chtichas boso stay on the salting board after Yidvei Shoyis. Because after Yidvei Shoyis is not peritzir anymore. And if it's not peritzir anymore, so then it can be bileya, machmas de melech, it can be bileya, it don't dam that it was already, it already expected. So, but the Rosh says no, because melech can only extract. Melech cannot be mavliya. So these are the 2 days. Yeshin in the Sahaj, Sheposhin the Hoslash in the Horaha, please consider that in the Joys, which is a way of the Tamjo, Vishal Miller. The Yesh Matiri, Lashes in the New Hayatu Kamuyon. Who is the Yesh Matiri? So the two mentions the Sheikh of the Rosh, that Noah cannot be Mavriya. Noah has the capacity to extract, not to be Mavriya. But then you'll see how what the Shach says, the Tata says, Sifri Beis, the Yesh Matiri Lashem say, the Yuchi Apul Kamiyoni, Hatam Vidam Mishvek Shoy, Vinefe, that's from the Tamshi, Vieri, Shagos Aramimach, Pilit Sino Leilo, Vinidurei Amundam. I mean, what he says, Shagos Aramimach, Pilit Sia, Vinyuchi, so that is strange, the other time the Taz mentions, Shagos Aramimach, Pilit Sino Leilo, how can you say that? After the choice is not Pelitzia. So there is a shite that at Chomdala choice. But here he says, Afilu Kamiyomi. So how can the Taz mention this time, Shabosa Hanilach Pelitzia Leilom, Vinibilea Minadam? That's not so. So this, the second time that the Taz mentions is very strange. The first time we understand that's from the Tamshite, Damish Lakshon. But the two mentions in the name of the Rosh another time, not because of Damish Lakshon, even if we don't accept from the Tamshite of Damish Lakshon, regarding the Liche. But here, because Melech cannot be Mavriya, Melech has the capacity to extract Dam, not to be Mavriya Dam. So, but this time of Atam Tamishon is an additional time for the Yesh Matiri. But the second time, Shabbos Aramimach, Pelet Zio Leilo, Nidrim Adam, that's very strange. Because here we are talking about letting it stay Kamayomi. After Yudvei choice, after Chavdala choice, then it's certainly, according to all the Shemim, not Pelet Zio anymore. Right, then you'll see. Alright. So, Uvideved Uchatchile Yeish Loches Livre Eishrim Uvideved Mutar. Now, Sivon. Yeish Eishrim Litei Boso Shalimim Lachlau Uishimim Lach Upolat Koldome In Boso Shemim Lach Kinev Vitozidam Lifisha Boso Shalimim Lach Uishimim Lach Upolat Koldome Chizel Ubeleyam Mashachavir Epe Vyeish Matirim Al Midei Yeliche Shimilchen Lachakak. So what do you mean Yesh Matirim? So the first Yesh Matirim is reference to the case of Bosa Shalimim Lachlau, because the Mechaber in the Yesh Yisrael mentions two situations. One situation is Bosa Shalimim Lachlau, the second situation is Bosa Shalimim Lachlau Polat Koldomek. So the first Yesh Matirim is reference to the situation of Bosa Shalimim Lachlau. So it's Mutar. Al Dunuiche, why she in Lechena Haka, she was Yafit Koldam Shebola. That's the Shite of the Sifra Trumo. The Sifra Trumo says that we say Kibele Kachpeute as a Krome of its own natural dam coming. So according to the Sifra Trumo, if you had, let's say, a Tichas Boso, that is on the salting boat, that was salted, let's say, at 9 o'clock. Now it's 5 minutes after 9. So it's in the process. It's the process of being peeled down. Then you put another Tichas Boso that is not salted at all, was never salted. Shaloyim Nimlachlal, in contact with this Tichas Boso that is on the salting boat, that is in the process of being painted down. So then the Sifra Truma says, it doesn't become Bosa. In other words, all you have to do is to take it off from the salting bowl and salt it and leave it there, shiur meal. So then that salting will extract the natural dam content of the Sifra Bosa. So agavkore, along with the natural dam, that the salt will take out, it will also take out the few the several droplets of dam that it was going up from this chatter. That's what the Sima Atuma says. So this is what he says, Yishmatim Laudin Lichet. So in other words, in the case where the Boson Shalim Noach Klal was placed adjacent to Boson, that kingdom toss it down. So there is a tikkun, there is an eitze by salting it, so then together with its own dam that will come out through the salting, that was nivla into it, so was also come out. He was Yatvin called Dam Sheboy. Mashein came according to the first Yishmatirim. If Echtichas Boso that was already Nimlach Upolat Koldome was placed adjacent to the Echtichas Boso that is in the process of being peeled down, there is no eitze. There is no eitze. There's the Shite of the Sifra Trumo and there's the Shite of the Rashbo himself. V'yeish Matir in the Cholze. Who is the Yeish Matir in the Cholze? So the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis. In Bais Gimel Shal Gimel, so he said, he mentions in the name of Rabbi Isov that even Echtichas Boso that was already Nimlach Yehudah Upolat Koldome. So if such Echtichas Boso was placed in contact with Echtichas Boso and the salting board that died Upolat Koldome, so then there is also an Eitze. The Rabbi Isov of the Rashbo said, what is the itse? By being Mileach Vischtichas Boso that was already Nimlach once before. So you are Mileach it again. So then it will extract all the dam it was Mileach from the Chtichas Boso and the salting board. Even though it doesn't have any more of its own natural dam content, but the Shita of the Rabbi Yisof of the Rashbo is that Nimlach is capable of extracting the dam that was Nivra into the Hatiche independently of the dam content, the natural dam content. So that's the Shite v'yishmatir in the Cholze. That's the Shite of the Rabbi Yisof of Rashi. That's the Rabbi Yisof of the Rashbo. Ulchatchila in Yishloches with Dibre Yisof. So Ulchatchila the Mechava Paskins. We should be Cheshesh. Ulchatchila we should be Cheshesh. For the shite of Liposo Shalimimlach Klal. So Liposo Shalimimlach Klal. So in other words, there is a shite of Sheni, that's the shite of the Ram. That's the shite of the Ram. And the Ro. The Shita of the Ram in Chulin and the Ro in the Berek HaBayisis, they are the biggest machmir. And they say that if Echtichas Boso Shalom Nimlach Klal was placed in contact on the salting board with the Echtichas Boso that is in the process of being peeled down, so then it comes also the Echtichas Boso, because it was Bileya, the dam that was Niflat from the Echtichas Boso that was on the salting board, that was in the process of being filled up. And you cannot be disaccurate by salting it and say, well, when you salt it, so it will extract its own natural dam content. So Agav Gore, along with its own natural dam, so it will extract also the dam that was Nivra from the Chaticha and the salting board. So the Ram and the Rosh say, no, there is no Aloch El Yiliche of Kibiri Karpeyote. We don't apply the principle of Kibiri Kachpeyotei Ligabu Miliche. So even though the Chtichas Boso that was Bilei Adam from the Chtichas Boso and the salting board had all its dam, its natural dam in it, and then you are Miliachet, so of course the Miliche will extract the natural dam, but it will not extract along with Magav Kore the dam that it was Bilei. That's the Shite of the Ro and the Ram. So that's, they are the biggest machmir. The biggest machmir. So, the Mechaba Paskins Lechat Chilu Yechti Bechei Shishivim for the Shite of the Ro and the Ram. That we don't say Kibiri Kach Beutei altogether. Even Agav Gore. But the Hebet, we rely on the Shite of the Rashbo. That we say Kibiri Kach Beutei. We say Kibiri Kach Beutei even independently. Even Ligabe Echtichas Boso, even Ligabe Yechtichas Boso, that was already Bihudach. In other words, that even without Groe of its own natural dam content, just independently. So this is what the Mechaber passes. Now, so let's see what the passes. V'yeish matir mecholzeh. So, sif yudal. Piri biboso sholimim lachadayim pshite sheteorim uliche. Kishem shiyei tzidam shal atzme. Kach yei tzidam agolua. Ela afiru biboso sholimim lachupolat kondome. V'tzirei. Boso shenifla shenimlach upolat kodom mitzirei meil miliche sheyeitzi es adam shepolach so so that because kibeli kach peyutei vayish eiskim vayish esmirlein the first sheep moshim in the mechaber the melech mafri tel mashiv shalei the one mashiv bolav mimokim acher klal im agav gorena who shite is that? That's the shite of the Ran and the Ron. But you take a look. Look in the Birago, if you take a look in the Birago, Os Hoptes. Oy shenim lachu polat kol dome in the Pirago. Shenim lachu polat kol dome yotzolima dome vitzire. When he says bosa shenim lach, oy shenim lachu polat kol dome, it doesn't mean just polat kol dome. It means polat kol dome vitzire, vitzire. Because if it is just shenim lachu polat kol dome, but not tzire, not as yet, so then it wouldn't become osea. Because since it is still hesia, so the melee agav the politia, so it will be paling the dam that it will yaos. Who did retire as a bias? Uchmishikos of the dog in Vayim was an echidon. So that's one wash. That's one wash in Tiras Abayis, which is really the shite of the Ro and the Ram. V'yeish matiri, so Rima Vinyish Matiri. So he makes a certain correction. But whether you make the correction or you don't make the correction, the net result is the same. The Gro felt that the Loshin is not smooth in the Mechada. Because first he says, Vinyish Matiri al the Mlicha Shin Mechana Hakach, Vinyish Matiri Becholza. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, Vinyish Matiri al the Mlicha in the first situation. Even in the second situation. So the Gro says, whether we make the correction or not, it's the net result is the same. In other words, the Rashbo himself, first the Rashbo mentions in the Rasabayim's Shite, which happens to coincide with the Shite of the Ro. And he rejects the Shite. The Shite of the Ro is, we don't say Kibele Kachpeuti altogether, even Agav Grore of its own natural time. With its own natural time. And then the Rashbo mentions the Shite of the Rabbi Sof of Rabbi Niene. Rabbi Niene, he was the Rabbi of the Rashbo. His Shite is that we say Kibele Kachpeuti, even without Kore of their own natural dam. And then the Rashbo himself is machia like the Sifra Trumo, by the Sifra Trumo, that Agav Kore of its own natural dam, we say to Bele Kachpeut. But not Agav Kore, independently, we don't say to Bele Kachpeut. That's the Shite of the Sifra Trumo, and that's the Shite of the Rashbo himself. So, because of Shom Mishim Rav Rahim, that we both assume Rav Udachim, Abul Hu Chola Kol of Bezeh. V'yeish Matiri, V'chol Zeh. Kotzolim Rafu Biseyfi, in the second situation. Uch Meshe Koso. Oh, so how could we say that? So, the Taz and the Shach, they all explain, the Yeish Matiri, V'chol Zeh, that is the Shita of Rav Niyene. Because we say, Kibeli Kach Peyotei, even without glory of the natural dam. Just Tibili Kachpilti, the dam of Elua, by itself, independent of its own natural dam. So it doesn't have any, it's devoid of any natural dam content. But it was Bileya from this on the salting board. Some dam. So by salting it you can extract. So that's the shite of Abnei. So in other words, so that means according to the Taz and the Shachs Pshat and the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says V'yesh Matir in the Chose and the Eved, he passes like that. So it's on the basis of Abnei Shite, of Kibeli Kachpeute, independently, without Groy of the natural dam. So that means that the Mechaber is only Matir if we salted him. But suppose we don't salt it, then it's osa. But the Kvot says, no, yesh matir b'chol ze, uch mishikosov b'shem rab netam, the dam ish rikshoy. So there is a big nafimine, whether the yesh matir b'chol ze is based upon the shita of rab netam, or it's based upon the shita of rab netam. If it is based upon the shita of rab netam, you don't have to salt it. You just use it, that's all. Because damish rikshoy, so it wasn't in Bileya. But if it's based upon the sheet of Rabbi Yene, not mish rikshoy, so Bileya it was. But just as it was Bileya from Miliche, so from Miliche it can be extracted. So you have to extract it. So you have to take that tichas boso shenimlach v'yehudach, and it was Bileya on the salting board from the Adachatiche, so you have to put it on the salting board and make Adachatiche Maisen and then salt it and let it stay for an hour on the salting board. The way you make kosher meat, so it's a bit nafkimine between the Taz and the Shach's Pshat and the Mechaber and the Gross Pshat and the Mechaber. But this is how the Gro explains it. Why the Gro explains it there? So the reason is, I mean, the Gro counted every word in the Mechaber and in Ramon. And there is a deal, because the Lashon of the Mechaber, you see, according to the Taz and the Shach's Pshat in the Mechaber, so the Lashon is not very smooth, because the Mechaber mentioned Yesh Matirin twice. The first Yesh Matirin has reference to the first situation. The second Yesh Matirin has reference to both situations, the first situation and the second situation. How is it that in the first Yesh Matirin he says, V'yesh Matirin al-bin-milich, shi-milchem-ahakach, ki oz yafu kol dam shebora. And in the second Yesh Matirin he doesn't say V'yesh Matirin al-bin-milich. According to the Taz and the Shach's Pshat, that the second Yesh Matirin is descriptive, that the second Yesh Matirin is descriptive of the Shite of Rabbi Yehine. What is the Shite of Rabbi Yehine? We say Kibeli Kachpeute. So how is it Kibeli Kachpeute? It is not Pele just by itself, it's Pele Al-Din Lichet. So you should say, V'yesh Matirin v'chol ze al-din shi'in v'chen l'hakach. Why does he say, V'yesh Matirin without yim l'chen l'hakach? So that's a raya, that the Yesh Matirin is not the Shita of Rabbi Yehine, but is the Shita of the Rabbi Netan. I mean, there's a big nafkimine. The question is whether the Mechaber passes like Rabbi Netan. Rabbi Netan is the biggest maker in the Lich, because he applies the principle of Damir Shrek Shorek, so you don't have to be Meleach. Or he passes not like Rabbi Netan, he passes just like Hamiye. Now, what did we see from the Lashon of the Mechaber? The Mechaber says in Sifal, Meir Chinhar Bechatich Eizu Al Gavzu Aval Pishetachteinu Gimeres Tritoso Kedem Leilieno Lo Yamrinon Shechizeres Bilas Midam Leilieno Lefishei Sheyahar Benifrit Sir Bichol Zman Shemredes Siro In Bilas ואפילו מסקביץ הרבה, או בכל זמן שפילת הסירו, אין הבילאז. So what is the Mechaber? That's the Lashon of the Tur. Now, there are many shittes in Tesis, a number of Rishayis. So that's the Dalai Shlema Sloshta. So he says that the reason is why we are allowed. The reason as to why we are allowed. The reason as to why we are allowed to be leach many chtichas bosom, one after the other, and we're not afraid lest chtichas bosom, lest the dam that is niflat from the chticha tachteino will be absorbed by the chticha elieno. Why not? Because since it's stored liflatzir, is able us. So, for the duration of 12 hours, you're allowed to be meleach one chtichas bosor on top of the other. You're meleach one chtichas bosor at 9 o'clock in the morning, so at 8 o'clock in the evening, you can put another chtichas bosor, meleach another chtichas bosor. Lichatchila, he says so. So he says, why? Because kol zman shebelet esira bilas, the implication being, suppose it's not Pimitzira anymore. Let's say, you're Beleach, this Chtichas Bosor at 9 o'clock in the morning, now it's 10 p.m., 13 hours later. And can you be Beleach and Chtichas Bosor? No, because it's not Pimitzira anymore. But if the Mechaber had passed like Rav Netam Shite, so why does he say, V'chol zman shebelet esira in Belas? Thus implying only if it's within the time that it's still Peretzia, but if it's already more than 12 hours, or let's say more than 24 hours, then not. You cannot be Meleach. According to Rametam, you can be Meleach even if it's more than 24 hours, since the time you're Meleach, the Chticha Tachleino, because Damish Rekshol. So without being Peretzia. So, isn't it Mashma? That the Mechaber from Sifale, that the Mechaber doesn't pass through like Rav Netam. So how is it that the Gro explained the Yesh Matirim Bicholzeh like Jirotam? So that doesn't refute the Gro's Pshat, because the Mechaber says at the end, the Yesh Matirim Bicholzeh ulechatchila yishlochus l'yireis. So lechatchila we have to be chayshish, not only the Rishayim Wachili Tam Rav Netam. We have to be chayshim for the Rishites Aran and Ro, who is the biggest machia, who reject the whole concept of kipeli karpeli by mir. Some mele, and the Mechaber here in Sifalev said that lechatchila we are allowed to be meleach har bechticha izu al gavzu avo pishe tachteinu gimeres pitoso kidim leyeno. Meilchi doesn't mean the evet. Meilchi means lechatchile. So that's why the Ramchaber had to resort to the time with the cold man shebelet esira in the last in order to be allowed lechatchile. So in other words, he passes completely like the shite of the Adai Yishleima, and even lechatchile he relies on it. He relies on it. Mashe'inkei. Here, when he says, Ulechatchila Yishlochesh L'divrei Isrim, but only the Eved is Yesh Matirim. So the Eved, so there, the Mechaber could rely the Eved on the Shita from the Talmud. So in other words, the Goyim's Pshat in the Mechaber is not Mufra. All right. Now, I just would like to mention how many different shittas there are in regard to being Meleach when one Chtichas Bosor touches another Chtichas Bosor. So the biggest maker is Rav Netam. Damish Rekshol. So it doesn't matter. It's not in Meleach. It's not in Meleach. So, and then the biggest machmirim are the Ro and the Rav. They say dam is not mishrekshoy, and we don't say it. And if it is Beleya, so then we don't say kibeli kachbel the altar. We don't say kibeli kachbel the altar. Even Avar of Kohen. Then there is a shite. Then there is a shite of the Sefer HaTrumah, and there's the Rashbos on shite. And the Rashbos on shite. That We do say Kibbul Karpete, but only Agav Korea of its own natural time. And then, but not Agav Korea, we do not say Kibbul Karpete. So according to Sefer Truma and Rashbo, so if a Bosor shall Nilach Klau came in contact with a Vchtichas Bosor on the salting board, shall be Polat Kodome, so then there is an Eitze. But if a Bosor shall Nilach Yehudach with Polat Kodome in Tzire came in contact with a Vchtichas Bosor on the salting board, then there is no Eitze of the Lich. That's the Shite of the Sefer Truma and the Rashbo himself. And then there is the Shite of Rabbi Meine, that even a bosor she nimlach yehudach with polat kodome yitzire came in contact with the chtichas bosor on the salting board, there is still an itzire to be misakne by salting it again, and we say kibbel kachpilte independently of the glory of its own natural dam counting. So the mechaber. So the mechaber lechatchila is chayshim for the shita of the Rohan Rav, and the Eved, he relies on the shita of Rav Niene, or the Eved according to the Shach Netaz, or the Eved he relies on the shita of Rav Netaz. So I mean, that's a shayla. How the mechaber passes? Does he pass like Rav Netaz the Eved or not? But lechatchila he certainly doesn't pass like Rav Netaz. Then the Rambam says, "Afilu b'Eved ne'agim le'osrei imnot al bosor shekvor polat kol domei yitzirei avon bosor." Of the Sefer HaTrumo and the Rashbo, because Kibbel Karpeute Agav Kore of its own seer content, so then you have to be Meleachet, but without being Meleachet again, not now. So let's see what it has. So, on this question, on this point, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. The Shach assumes that just as the Mechaber Paskin, like the Adayim Yishlim Ashite in Simen Ayin Sif Aleph, he says, Vichol's man shepelad es siroi nibelas. Not that Bilea it is, but it can be Nifrat again. So then you have to be Meleachet. No, he says, Vichol's man shepelad es siroi nibelas. So you don't have to be Meleachet again. So there are more also Paskins like the Adayim Yishlim Ashite. You don't have to be Meleachet again. Mashiach the Taz, on the basis of a certain deed that the Taz mentions later, further in the Hagoye, so the Taz says that there only the Mechaba paskins like the Danish Lemashite, but the Ramo doesn't paskin like the Danish Lemashite. And when the Ramo says, became a Mosein, Lach Nechlau, what does it mean, Lach Nechlau? If Yechtichas Boso, Teich with me choice, came in contact with the Chtichas Bosor, shall we pull out Domei Adayim, the Chtichas Bosor that has been on the salting board for 5 hours, came in contact with the Chtichas Bosor that has been on the salting board for 5 minutes. So Eilach Nechlau, so the Taz says, it's not on the basis of the Shite that Mechaba mentioned, cold magical light is still in the last, but it's on the basis of the shite of Kibili Kachpilte. So that means, according to Rambo, Kibili was in Lachnakwal, but you have to be Melechet. You have to be Melechet. According to the Shach, when the Rambo says, the Kibili was in Lachnakwal, it means, because it's not in Melechet, you don't have to be Melechet. So we'll soon see. The Kibili was in, but it's more reasonable to explain the Rambo like the Shach. Not like the Taz. If you want to see where the Taz says it, so the Taz says it. The Taz says in Sifal Shepilates Silo Veinivlas Kenu Luchaterutze Bitesve Shemini Besiosef Tam Elo Sheyei Sheiti Rishon Yisvili Nishapu Veleya Elo Yei Shlei Heta Sheyazem Yehutenu Kishiyafu Tatsir Shemini Vichei Mashma Vidikos Viramo Sivo Sheyazem Yimlechem Mashma Da Alkoponim Bolakva. The Alkoponim Bolakva. So in other words, so the Taz assumes that the Ramo is not as much Meikil as the Mechaber. The Mechaber is more Meikil than the Ramo, because the Mechaber passes like that Daim Yishlila Shita. Kim Ditor Vitri Tzi Eloi Bola. So we don't have to resort to Kibir Kach Beyote. But the Ramo passes not like that Daim Yishlila Shita, but like the Yesh Miposhim Shloshim in the Tesis and Chol. The Bilea it is, but it can be Nifled again. Through Melech, through Meliche, it can be Nifled again. This is how the Taz, this is how the Taz explained it. But the Shach holds that the Ramo also passes like the Shite of the Adayim Shem Hashim. Alright, now let's see. Avimokim shinefset merube yesh leostrei la'achar yibrei shoyz v'kenim oze, but kenim yibrei shoyz if ichtichas boso that has been on the salting board for 6 hours, let's say for 10 hours, kenim kamtek v'ichtichas boso that has been on the salting board for 5 minutes, so ein la'ach meklal, and the pashtes is ein la'ach meklal, and we don't have to wait until it will be peeled again. But it's mutal, it wasn't in the layer, so you can take it away immediately from the salting board and rinse it and cook it. You see, ein lach meklal. V'kosh im loinim lach meklal. But so in other words, so it goes ein lach meklal. So ein lach meklal, and you'll see that the shach's pshat fits more the whole notion of the Ramo. Now, when the Ramo says the kedem was in lach meklal, ichtichas boso that has been on the salting board for 10 hours only, less than 12 hours, it came in contact with ichtichas boso that has been on the salting board for 5 minutes. In lach meklal, because I really told nifli tzia, we boil it down. So he means that you don't have to wait until to be nifled again. So in other words, he means like this. In the case where Chtichas Boso that has been at the salting board for 10 hours came in contact with Chtichas Boso that has been at the salting board for 5 minutes is concerned, so then it goes without saying that this is mutar. Why? Because then we can apply the principle of Ibitoli briefly tsiolibola. So there is no problem altogether. But even in the case, the Kolshkin says, and in Nimlach Klau, in the case of where it was not Nimlach at all, Ichtichas Boso that was never Nimlach, so came in contact. So there, if he came in contact with the Chtichas, so in Nimlach Klal, the Afilu in Nofal Itzir Mamish, even if the Chtichas Boso, so in Nimlach Klal, fell into Tzir, what is Tzir? Tzir means that it's a mixture of Melech and Dam. So, in Tzir Mamish, Eile Yisrei, the Al Damrinon, the Al Yidei, She Yifrei, Dam Didei, Yifrei Gamke, Mashe Bola Mimokimach. So, in other words, so he says, if the Chtichas Boso was not Nimlach at all, ich dich als Bosso aus Nappin nach Elo, so even if it fell into Tzir Mamesh, it does become Osea. But why does it become Osea? It does become Osea at the very outset. After all, a Bosso shall in Imlach Klau fell into Tzir, so komisch be Tzir Areu ki, ki Mibusha. So it is, it becomes, it is Leia, droplets of dam. But then it's Muter, by salting it, and you have to salt it anyway, because it was not nimlach as yet. So then, when you salt it, so then al-yidei she-yifle dam didei, because it was never nimlach, al-yidei she-yifle dam didei, yifle gam kei ma she-bolam lakmach, ba-filu nimlach ha-boso. Now suppose another situation, nimlach ha-boso, v'misho adayim she-melichem, ichtich ha-boso was nimlach, let's say 10 minutes ago, but it still was not she on the salting bowl, she melichem. And then he dropped into Tzia. Vinofli Tzia. Yeish lehati. So what does it mean? Yeish lehati. So what's the pshat? Yeish lehati. So yeish lehati. So it's muter. Without anything. Or you have to be mleach. Now in this case, so you certainly have to be mleach. You couldn't say, even according to the Rishayim, even the Rishayim who say that either the Torah lifted down is loy bola. But in this case, where Chichas Boso that was salted 10 minutes before, so, and it fell into Tzia, so it still was not paying to all its natural dam content. Because in order to release all the natural dam, so it has to stay shiur mil at least 80 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. And here it fell into the tzir after it had stayed on the salting board for 10 minutes only. So here it goes without saying that you have to be mleach. That's why the shach says in Sif Lamedei, Yesh Lahatya, Vafilu Nila Chaboso V'Rishoa Adayim Shia Melichet V'Nofu Mitzir is Yesh Lahatya Ki Shia Dechenu Ki Shia Dechenu Ki Shia Dechenu V'Yazim Melichenu. But of course you have to be and make another Melichet, because without making another Melichet, how will it be paid its own natural dam? After all, true, it was in Melech, but as a result of falling into the tzir, so the bulk of the melech was removed. So it's not in melech anymore. So how will it release its own natural dam content? So here it goes without saying that when the Rambam says, "Va'afilu nimlach ha'boso v'risho adayim shiur melichem nofu tzir yesh la'atia." What does he mean, yesh la'atia? Ki shadechenu v'yazav v'lechenu v'chmishachoso v'achav v'kamon v'sobuch v'ayin etayim v'dechim v'risho shiur melichem v'adayim yiz v'dam shapir amrinon ayin yifli dam v'day yifli gamke dam d'achrino l'kula alme u'chemoy she'yizboya So in other words, but the question is this: the shach as holds, the shach shita is that Ramot Paskins like the Mechaba, like the Adayin Yishlevashim, that either the Torah briefly Tzir is Libol Adam, Allah has come of Mechaba, that if it's Torah briefly Dam, Beitzir, so certainly Libol Adam. So Memele, why does the shach say, ואפילו נמלך הבוסו ולישוע עדיין שיום מליחה ונוף מציע יש להתיר. Of course, that goes without saying that יש להתיר means כי שדכנו ויעזר ימלכנו, because if it's not מליח it again, how will it release its own natural down? But the שח emphasizes ואין עדיין מדחים ללישוע שיום מליחה ועדיין is the dam שפיר אמינון אין ויפלי דם בידי יפלי גם כי דם Why does the Shach have to resort to the fact that either the polit dam the day is polit dam the boy machine? That would be all right if the Shach had agreed with the Taz that the Ramo doesn't pass like that Irish Hashem. So then we have to resort to the Indian of Kibbele Kach Pelte, Agev die Poli dam die Dei, Poli dam die Bola machine. Die Pola tmitzia. But the Schachschite is, and that's the most reasonable pshat in the Rambam. They just, as the Mechaber Paskos, like that I initially mentioned, that as long as it's engaged in Pleitas Atziah, so it's not Pelit, so it cannot be Bileya, so it cannot be Bileya, so Mimele, in this case, of course he has to be Bileya again, because all the salt was removed as a result of the immersion of the Chatiche in the Tziah. So in order to release all the natural dam content of the Chatichas Boso, he has to salt it. So he has to salt it for the purpose of extracting the natural dam of the Chatiche, but not for the purpose of extracting the dam it was Beleah from the Tziah. Once we assume that there are more Paschals like the Shite, that either the Torah leaflet Tziah Libola Dam, and here it's Torah leaflet Dam Vei Tziah. Because Echtichas Boso that has been on the salting board for 10 minutes, so it's still engaged in the process of Pleitas Dam and Tziah. So the Mele, so it's told briefly Dam with Tziah, so it couldn't be really Dam from Tziah. So the Shulchan says the reason, and there is a Hechrach from the Ramah further, that here the reason as to why it's Yeshua had here is because I did it told, not I did told, because I did the Yifrit Dam the day, Yifrit Dam the Bola Machine, and we cannot rely on the concept of I did it told Yifrit Tzi or I did it told Yifrit Dam Veitzia. Told Yifrit Dam Veitzia, so Lord Bola. Why not? Because there is a difference between two chtiches boso being in contact with each other. So then there is no pressure of the dam and the chtiches boso, and the case where a chtiches boso falls into tziah and is immersed in tziah. So then there is more of a likelihood of dam being nivra. You see, when in the case where a chtichas boso that had been on the salting board for 10 hours and it's still engaged in the process of Pleitasia comes in contact with a chtichas boso that has been on the salting board for 5 minutes, so then there is no such readiness by this chtichas boso to absorb down from this chtichas boso. So we say, since this chtichas boso is engaged in the process of being Pelitzia, it's not likely to be Beleya from this chtichas boso. Masha'in came when a chtichas boso that was on the salting board for 10 hours, or even a chtichas boso that was on the salting board for 10 minutes, and it's still engaged in the process of Pleitas Tziah and Dam, so when it falls into Tziah, so there is more pressure. It falls into Tziah, it's immersed, even for a moment, it's immersed completely in Tziah, and there is so much Dam, so it's more ready. So the Chtichas Boso is more ready to absorb from Tziah than it is ready to absorb from Chtichas Boso. And the salting board. So there, we cannot apply the principle of kim di tol briefly tzir, or even kim di tol briefly tzir the dam, is like bola. But bola it is. But there we apply the principle of either the bola dam di day, yifli gam kim dam di bola machin. This is what the Shah says. Alright, now. So he said, So everybody raises the question, the Taz and the Shach, they all raise the question, why does the Taz say, the implication being that if Tichas Boso that we show Adayim Shir Melichem that has been on the salting board for 10 minutes fell into Tziah and stayed there 24 hours, so then there is no etzer of making it muter by salting it. Why? Because that we understand. But the implication in the Ramah is only when is there no etzer of salting it and making it mutar, if it stayed soaked in the tzir for 24 hours. But suppose it stayed soaked in the tzir for 23 hours, then there is still a takon by salting it. But there is a loch of kovish mitzir, ki shio shiala al gabeish vi atechenu. So Arik and Bushel, that's only a few minutes. Shia Shiala gives that time. So why does the Ramo say in the nearby the Seychel in Shalom? So he says, Mueli. So the Taz in Sikhli Zion says, Mueli. The nearby Shim Shalom, my year yet see after my name. And then he says, oh, so look in the Taz, without going over the whole Taz, but in this scene, the Taz, the fifth line at the end of the fifth line from the end of the Taz, V'chindume eshetu yisei v'yishkan, hachim shalom, v'tzorechim ha'arim v'yirbash v'seichen shio krishim. So, the Taz makes a correction there. The Taz makes a correction. Not only shio yim shalom, so there is no etzer. Even if it is shor, Shio Shiala Gabriel Atachenu, let's say that it's 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes for water to boil on fire. So if it was staying in the tzia for 10 minutes, so then there is no takon. That's what the task is. However, the shah, Sifam involved in the shah, in the nearby the Sikh Yom Sholim, King Kosovagoy Shariture, Umivia Rabbit Raskatos, Avotame, ולכמה ניסימן קופאים ששם כתיב המחדו בראש במקום משביציר כשנר העיר ירתיח ויעסקו נסבא של אחד וכנפושו ויש לי מה אדו מקום הראש נדע וכנפושו אבל משום אבל איר אבל לא אם נהיה בוסו די כנפושו ממש ויצא הכי המניח דן יסס ואית יש לי מה די אורך על כוח החמיירה ביחולים מנוקה די so in other words, so most of the Nisikeli, they accept the second teretz in the Shach. In other words, so in other words, they don't make any correction, and they say that the Ramo, when he says, when the Ramo says in the nearby b'seicha yim shol, the implication being that if it's nearby b'seicha less than yim shol, even though it's more than shio shiyano gabei shiyabecheno, so then there is still it akone al the b'nichet to be matered, because the Ramo has reference to a case where it fell into tzir and the tzir was contained in kele that has nikomi. Has nikomi. So the mele, there isn't so much pressure. Since it has nikomi, so there isn't so much pressure exerted upon the chatichas boson. So that's why we cannot apply the aloche of komish b'tzir arei komisho. Mashenim came if it was komish b'tzir, that was contained in the Kehra Sheinim in Yukeh. So as long as it was Kobush B'tziyah, Kishio Shiyah, and Rishi Adachenu, then the Kamosea, as if it had been Kobush for 24 hours. This is what the Shach is. Alright. So, in the Yudhiyah, we say, Chayim Shol, Ach, Yim Shol, Shiyom Nilich, Vinof Alitziyah, Yeshay Yisrune Yisei, Aval Pishol, Yim Kol, as Manfrey, Tessiri Adai. In the Kobo came, said God will be Shlahata Gambose, calls Mamfrey the Sira Dahim Tech with the Shoins, Al the Shiaz of Yadachem of Yaz of Yadachem. So now the Rabbo, there are many situations. Now the Rabbo discusses another situation. Suppose you had a Chtichas Bosa that was Nimbach, and let's say an hour ago, and it had been on the salting board for an hour. So it's already Shor Shiomalich. But it still is Pelitzia. So Ichtichas Bosol, that was already, that completed the plate of the Dam, but has not completed the plate of the Tzir, dropped into Tzir. Now you shouldn't become confused. It's very likely to become confused by the Taz and the Shach Tzir, because sometimes he'll mention Tzir and he'll refer to the Tzir that emanates from the Ichtichas Bosol. And sometimes he'll mention tzir and he'll have reference to the tzir into which he dropped. So you can become confused. So you have to be on guard to figure out what serious reference. So if Ichtich Hasbosa, now the Rambam discusses a case where Ichtich Hasbosa that had been on the sorting board for an hour. So that means it has completed, that Ichtich Hasbosa is finished exuding, being paling down, but it still is in the process of being paling tzir. That Ichtich Hasbosa that has been on the sorting board for an hour fell into tzir, into liquid tzir. Let's, in order to distinguish one from the other. So Ichtich Hasbosa that is still in the process of being paled tzir fell into a fluid tzir, into a tzir fluid. So there are two days. There is the day of the Marshal, and there is the day of the Agoy Shavidot. So the cheat of the Marshal is that when Ichtich Hasbosa that is still in the process of being peritzia falls into tzir fluid, so then there is no takona by being noyachet. Because we cannot say, either the yiflate tzir delay, so is loibola. Either the yiflate tzir delay, so is yiflate dam shebola meatzia. From the fluids, from the tzir fluid. We don't say that. That's the sheet of the Mashal. Achim shoshim lich vinof mutzir, yem sheis vasei se. And there is no eitze al di meliche to be misakne. Af officially called as man for the tzir adayin. So then you can argue, we call as man for the tzir adayin. So then when you have a leachet, so either the point tzir delay, so polit name dab shebola miat tzir fluid. So we don't say that according to us. Umikol mokeim mutiach hefset godu yesh lahach miya yesh lahatzer gam boze kol zman pli des tzirei dahayne tichi vishoiz al di sheyarza viyad vichenu viyarza viyim vichenu. So in other words, because if there is a hefset, if there is a hefset merube, then we rely on the shite of the agoy sharidure that even in such a case, we say, either the poet, al di meliche, tzir delay, so poet name dam shebola mina tzir alach. Sorry. So, b'komok mitzir chasugod, nishvayt mizik, omar mitzir tzir, dain mitzir chmishoy, yishal nishyav, yad lechem, yad lechem. וכן אם נפל מציר כאילו ששור שיר מליחה יד לכנו ויעז על יד לכנו סופוז אי בוסו אכתיך אז בוסו וכן אם נפל מציר כאילו ששור שיר מליחה אולצו יד לכנו ויעז על יד לכנו מי הוא עם מולכי in other words what the שח pointed out in סיפור המדעים so the רבו spells it out יעד לכנו יעד היום לכנו מי הוא עם הולכי וליעד דוחה לאחר שאנחנו מציעים יושר עם דאבי וכל זה הוא עם העירה אלו בסיר שהוא נוסח כנבי אלי הוא סימס המחתץ אבל דם בן שנפל בוסו שהוא תכשיר מלחוסי הוא חושב כבטח כמיבוי אלי כמה סימס אלי כאלה נסר הבוסו וגבי דם בן ויאמרים עליי ביותו ודליף לי בוי בולה ולא יקיבל לי כך ביותי. So the Rambam says the whole concept, and no one is chelik on it, everybody agrees with that, all the Rishonim agree with that, that all these concepts of either the Torah, leaflet, seer is with Bola Dam, either the Torah, or either the poet, Dam delay, or Tzir delay, with Bola, Polat, name dam di bola machine, so it only applies to dam plate. Dam di bola machine, but dam the head. So we do not say either the polit, either the tolit, leaflet seal the bola dam. In other words, suppose somebody would squeeze out blood from a living animal. Squeeze out blood, real blood, from a living animal. And he'll squeeze it out into a glass, and then he'll take it to the boiler where he has a piece of meat that is being boiled, and then you pour the blood from the glass on that piece of meat. So then that piece of meat is osa. And we cannot say, I did it all it, literally done after all, this piece of meat is on the boiler, so it's engaged in the process of being paled a profusion of dam under the fire. So it's going bala. No, we don't apply it with gabi dam there. We only apply it with gabi dam plate, but not with gabi dam there. And the same thing is true. Let's say, suppose you have ichtichas boso that is on the salting board. You salted it 10 minutes ago. And then you have a glass with blood, real blood, that you squeezed out from an animal. And then you pour the blood from the glass and the ichtichas boso on the salting board. So then, according to all the shame, the ichtichas boso becomes osea, and there is no ichse of being meleach it again. Because that's dam be'er. Dam be'er, we do not say, I did it all briefly done, told briefly tear, or is so libola. So then it can dam be'er, it can be meleach anytime, under all circumstances. And we do not say, I did it, the poet, dam the day, poet name, dam the end that is Iblea, that was poured, that was spilled from the glass and the Chitichas Boso. This is what I said. Just 1 second, please, let me finish. So, Abu dam the end, she knows about Boso, she was Yichshi, Yomu Lechose, Yichoshim, she was Seyach, Kim Vuyo, Yikam, Yisim, Yisari, Kale, Nesar Boso, Yu Gabi dam the end, Yamu, 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 ביוד יאסכן אין איזה גשנוף על יציר היינו דווקא מה שמסיך הציר אבל מה שמה הוא מציר שור מה שמסיך הציר נסם יד ואין שיר מדובר בוסו שנוח מסיך ציר של הקרקע דינו כמו הויסו הציר בכלי בוסו שנוגע בכתיך שמים לכו בכלי שאין מוקר ונסחו דינו כאילו נוגו בציר סופיק ציר סופיק מים מותר די ציר דה רבונון. וואי ציר דה רבונון? Because דם שנמלח, דם שנזבשר, is דה רבונון. So, what is ציר? ציר means a mixture of מלח and דם that came out from the ichtichas boso. וספיקה לו, ציר מיורו ומיים אפילו, הוא היה מים מועקים, וחשיבה יצחי שיח, ואין אי סנס.
What if it was poured immediately water? You left
the way back. Now let's do it.
That's what the best medicine you have to ask for. And then your problem is you just don't have
to. No,
it's an enormous
case. No, it's not.
It's 2 years.
It's
not
even shorter than
that. What? Because if you don't get the potato chips, most of the eggs are going to beat you up.
How you doing, Dusty?
I'm going to beat him up today with my paper for you and the other best. I'm saying that they
You know, I can't keep you out of Chris to ship it, you know, for touching things that don't belong to you. But I can't forbid you to come into B'nai Ruvain if you'll touch things that don't belong to you. If you're approaching, if you're touching things that don't belong to you, you'll stay home instead of come there to Gaza.
Shir Chafal from Malicha, Yud Shvat HaTov Shemem Gimel, January 24th, 1983, on Monday.
Why?
Because Kozman should be let a zero in the last. Now, so it was, I mentioned it so many times, there are so different cliches and tastes in who. So the Mechaber, the Tur and Mechaber passed like that, Dain Yishleimah's Loshen in the Tetzvahs, which is the last Loshen in the Tetzvahs. In other words, not that Bilei Aitiz, but Kibilei Kachayitim, so the Melee will be paid again. But it's not in Bilei, it's a big Nakimine. If it is not in Bilei, so he can immediately take it away from the salting bowl, then that's all. But if Bilei Aitiz, but Kibilei Kachayitim, so you have to let it stand, the Prima Godin pointed out, is Shio Sho. In order that it should be pivoted again, the time element that is required for Melech to be made Zidam, all right, be the Eved, so we are making, even if it stayed Shiomil, but Lechatchila there are more passages that we require that he should stay in his state of salt for a whole hour. So that's the big Nakimine. According to the ancient forcing shot that Bilea it is, even though it's told with Litzia, it's still Bilea. But since it's told with Litzia, so Mele the Blie is not such a thorough Blie, so by being Bilea, so it will be pillared again. So you have to let it stay in soul, Shio Sho. Masheikin, according to the Daimish Shlimashikin, that since it's told if it's here, it's not in Bilea, he can immediately take it away. So now the Mechaba says, Milkin Habech Chazua Gavzu, Avon Fish and Achtinik Meres Mitosha Kim Lelieno, Vlamrima Shechizere Sudilas, Midam Lelieno, Lipishi Sheya Halabim Vitia, Vichoma Shemitras Sivin Gulas. So it's not in Bilea, so you immediately can take it away. You don't have to let it stay. She or Sho, I'm the soul of the world. Alright. So, that's the Adayim Yishlei Mashiach. So the Taz says, Keinu lechatom it's in the case of Shem Yishlei Mashiach. The Adayim Yishlei Mashiach. Elo she yeisho mikir lechom, disfirli nishapte vareya. Elo yeishlei hefte ha shiyazi yafliteno, ki shiyafti tatsi yashem vareya. Vichay mashma, minikos ramo, sivo, shiyazi yomlechem, mashma no akapeinim bolakvo. So in other words, I mentioned it before, that the Taz assumes that where is the Mechaba? The Torah and Mechaba, they pass for like that Ayish Lemashite, but Ramo himself doesn't pass for like that Ayish Lemashite. But the Ramo passes like the Yesh Meforshim Shite, that even though it's told briefly, it's here, let's say it's Teich Yubei Shor, so it's still Belaya. But if it is Belaya, while it's told briefly, it's here, so the Bli is not so thorough, so the Melee it can be Niflet again. To the Aloch of Kibili Kachpilte. So then, we have to let it stay another Shir or Sho on the salting board in order that we should be sure that whatever dam it was Bilea from the Alieno, so whatever dam it was Bilea from the Alieno, it was spilled again. According to Ramon, where did the Ta say? Now, the Shach, he says that there are also pastors like the Danish Hashem. Not like the Taz says. The Ramos, where did the Taz get that Yisod, that the Ramos is Chilik and the Mechaba? Where is the Mechaba passes like the Adai Yishni Mashik? That's not in Bilea. So the Ramos passes like the Yishni Porsche Shite. Bilea it is, but it's spilled again through the Aloche of Kibili Kachpeite. So he says, because of Ramos, Sivo, Sheyazri Mechem. Now, so that's why we went over the whole Simen Ayah, I mean the Mechaber and Ramo, to know, I mean, what it is all about. So the Ramo, in the Aless Agoye, and Sivo, so he says, Achim Moisho Shiyom Lich, Takut Nun Hei, Omud Aleph, the second line from the end of the column of the Ramo, Achim Sho Shiyom Loch, Milich, Vinofa Litzia. So what is he talking about? Echtichas Boso, that was on the salting board Shiomil, and so it already was spilling its damp, and then it dropped into Fluetzia, Vinofalitzia, into Fluetzia. Fluetzia. What is Sia? Fluetzia means the mixture of the melach and the dam that came out through the melach. That's the Tzia. So, Vinofalitzia. Yeish eischileise, aval pishel ikotas man pleitas sir. Even though the chtichas bosor that fell into the pleitas sir So he's still within 12 hours as of the moment it was over. It's over. Adai. So who she is that? It's the Marshals. Umikombo came with the Heps and Godo, Yishlahater, Gambose, Kozman, Tweta, Sire, the Haine Techi, Mishoes, Audishi Yarzea, Via de Heno, Viyarzea, Via de Heno. So, in other words, so it's not on the basis. So, in other words, he mentions Imachlekes, here he mentions Imachlekes between the Marshal and Dago Yishan and Duhet. According to the Marshal, if Ichtichas Bo saw that already stayed on the salting board, and the salting board, for Shiomir, then he dropped, it fell into Fluetzia. So the Marshal says, then it becomes Osa, and there is no Eite, al the Yach, Yazer, Yamechem. Why? Because since the Marshal Shite is like this, if the Dechtichas Bosor, he said, so if Dechtichas Bosor was salted 10 minutes ago, it's still in the process of being paid down. Still in the process of being paid down. In contrast to Tzir, but down. So then it cannot be, and it fell into Fuetzia. So then it say, since this Dechtichas Bosor is so involved in being paid, an abundance of Dam and Tzir together, because within the Shiomir it's certainly paid Tzir, that it is paid for 12 hours, but it's paid Dam too. So in other words, there is such an abundance of later coming out of Dam and Tzir, so mainly it cannot be Malaya, even from the fluids, even though on the fluids here there is more of a likelihood to be Malaya than the likelihood of being Malaya as a result of the contact between one Chtichas Bosor and another Chtichas Bosor. Because here it's Mamish immersed in Tzir, even though for a very short time, not Kishio Shiao Gereshi Adcheno, but there is more of pressure exerted upon the Chtichas Bosor to absorb some minute droplets of Tzir from the fluid Tzir into which it fell. So still the Rambam says that if the Chtichas Bosor is still in the process of being paled in dam together with it, then it's Yishlach. Because either the Torah literally Tzir v'dam v'yachad lo yibola. Mashen kei yimshor Shiyom Melech. So it's not engaged in the process of being paled, an abundance of it for it. Just Tzir, but no dam has already been nifled, all the dam has already been nifled. So he applied the principle of Kibbele Kachbele. So, Bimok Mefzit Merube, the Ramor relies on the Agoye Sharidure. But even Bimok Mefzit Merube, the Ramor only relies on the basis of the Kibbele Kachbele, and he has to be Yarzan Yemlechem. But not on the basis Kim Ditoru Drifoy Tzir is Loibola. So that's the raya that the Rambo doesn't pass through like that on Yeshua no Shite. That the Rambo passes like the Yeshua before Shem Shite. That even if it's Toru Drifoy Tzir, it is still able to be Loya. But whatever it is the Loya, while it is Toru Drifoy Tzir, can be different again as a result of the Aloha of Kibbele Kachbele. That's the raya that's a pass. But the Shach is Chilek. Why the Shach is Chilek? He doesn't even point it out, but it's still a portion. The Shach holds that the Rambam also agrees with the Shite There are more tzreiglis in the sheet of a daily shleima. But the daily shleima sloshin is reference to the case where one chichas posok in kamtek with another chichas posok. In other words, he was mireyag the chichat achtein. The chichat achtein. And the chichat achtein, no, he was milach, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now it's 9:30. Now it's 10 o'clock. Now it's 11 o'clock. And he's mireyag the chichat So it's 11 o'clock, it's already 2 hours. So all the dam was already nifak on this chatiha. But it still continues to be paleit here. Now, he's meleach, 2 hours later, he's meleach another chatiha's posel. And he puts it in contact with this chatiha's posel. So then the Adayim Shleim Ashita says, Since it is told with late here, so it's not in Belaya the Dam. So here we are dealing with the case that Daniel Shlemashit deals with the case of a contact between two chtiches. The chticha between the chticha Elieno and the chticha Hatarteino. So Mele, we say, there are also passing like Daniel Shlemashit. It cannot even be Belaya. Since it is engaged in the process of being Peletzia. Masha'inkei, in the Hagoye, in Sivo, then he talks of a case where Achtichas Boso, that is still engaged in the process of Peletzia, falls into the Fluetzia. There, so it's, there is more of a pressure exerted by the Fluetzia upon the Achtichas Boso, that is engaged in the process of being Peletzia. Now one has to be very careful not to become confused here, because here the Taz and the Shach and the Ramo, they all talk about Tzia, so, and sometimes they talk about the Tzia that is being niflat from the Salat Hatiche, and sometimes they have reference to the Fluetzia. So one should not become confused in that. So in other words, so this Tzichas Boso that is still engaged in the process of being paleit tzia, so falls into fluet tzia. So the fluet tzia exerts a great deal of pressure upon the salit chatiche. So in spite of the fact that salit chatiche is itself engaged in the process of being paleit tzia, so it is still an account of the considerable pressure exerted by the fluet tzia upon the salit chatiche's bozo. So belaya it is, and then the atum shayt is vokaye. You see, shalim mokmesh is nukubed. There are more paskins that there is no eitze even while they kibbele kapelte. But he certainly paskins in connection with the contact between tuchtich and boso. That lachol apoches we say even the tali made it, the shite of the yesh miforshim shloshim that. The Kibbele Kapelte, and here Shalom Mokher said, Rube, we do not even say Kibbele Kapelte, why not? The answer is because here it's a different situation. Here there is more of a dirhat, more of pressure exerted by the fluid tzia upon the solid tzichas bos. So in the middle there is no riot. So it's a pele on the Taz that he says, V'chei Mashi. There he deals with another situation, obviously. Alright. But the Pashtus is that not only the Tur and the Mechaba passed like the Adayim Yishlim Hashite, but the Ramo also passed like the Adayim Yishlim Hashite. But the Adayim Yishlim Hashite itself has reference to the cases of contact between Tur and Bosom. Not to the case where a chtichas posel that is engaged in the process of playing the seer falls into fluency. Alright. Now the next style is very difficult. Very difficult. Silvates. So what did he say? Chtichas shemolach lisom beis pomi muteres ulichashinon shemolach hashem imad liyahadam hanisham ulichor isheinom.